This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Charles, your reaction.
It's also a classic case of a special prosecutor expanding the scope of his investigation. The metastasis has begun. Now, with Kenneth Starr, it began with a Whitewater land deal, ended up with a sex scandal in the White House. That's a long journey. This is a slightly shorter journey, but it is a journey. We are not talking about this appalling, as the Democrats hold it, intrusion into the American election by those nasty Ruskies, or about collusion of which there is no evidence as of yet, and the president has been cleared. This is now about a different issue, obstruction. It is about the cover-up, if there ever was one, in search of a crime. And this is why Mueller is now the most powerful man in Washington. He can't be fired legally. He can't politically. He can't. And his mandate is unlimited.
And his mandate and his budget, unlimited here. And as you know, whenever you get an investigator or you get, you know, somebody that looks into things like this, they're going to find something. And as Charles said, when you go back and consider what happened with President Clinton, it started out, with Kenneth Starr as something that was looking into, you know, the Whitewater debacle. And, of course, out of it came the revelation that the president was involved with an intern. So, you know, what's going to happen here? And this is rather frustrating, I would think, Scott, for, you know, most people in Main Street America, you know, the forgotten man and woman that just is eager to get their country back on track, to get things rolling again. And, you know, this has been an issue almost out the gate for one Donald Trump, that in the establishment, you know, call it what you want, deep state, the opposing forces that are going to do everything they can to resist this president, his agenda, which, you know, is on behalf of the people, I would say. And you've got these elites that think that they know better. And we're going to get force-fed this situation. And meanwhile, we're going to continue to pay for this incompetence. That's what amazes me. And I think more and more Americans need to realize that we are in the seat of power as the governed. You know, we have that authority, but we're just not exercising. We're just not finding a way. And this is why, you know, I'm so grateful to have, you know, people like Jenny Beth Martin, who comes on, you know, from the Tea Party Patriots. And you ought to check out her website. If you want to get activated and you're just not sure what to do, and the first thing you probably do is, you know, be in touch. At least know who your representatives are and be in touch with them. You know, even if it's something like, hey, I just want you to know I'm praying for you. I'm praying that you will have the courage to do what needs to be done to get this country back on track, to play your part, and to find others who of like mind will join hands, because this is not going to be because of one person. It's going to be people coming together. As President Trump said yesterday, it's when we're united. That's when we are at our greatest. And we can only hope the incidences of yesterday, the incident of yesterday, would draw us together, that we can have hearty debate, passionate debate, without belittling and being uncivil and casting out some sort of perception that people are less than. And if they are less than, then, you know, they can be eradicated, like this one group that was represented by this one shooter, that their mission is to get rid of all Republicans. It's pretty scary, huh? I mean, and that's on their website, and they have an organization that comes together like that. I mean, what is going on? And, of course, for Bernie Sanders, a bit embarrassing, and I appreciate that he stepped up right away to say that that's not his philosophy, it's not what he represents. So I appreciate him coming out right away to make those statements to countermand what was done by this shooter yesterday. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. We've got more coming up.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com right there. You can figure out how you can connect with any one of the 280 markets that we're in across this country, around the world via shortwave as well. We're just all over the place. And good that you're here with us to share all this information. Enjoy the experts that we bring on this radio show to bless you and to inform you so that... Again, our commitment to you is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Our next guest is Mark Bowser. He's the president and CEO of Empowering Enterprise, Inc., peak performance expert, top-selling author of Sales Success Motivation from today's top sales coaches. What we're going to talk about is it's a perfect topic right now in light of what is being bantered about and questioned, which has to do with the civility of our country. And the way we look at others, the way we talk about others, are we being too overly critical? And what Mark's going to address is fighting back against criticism. Mark Bowser, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm doing really good. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Well, the topic is just perfect in light of people pausing for a moment. I don't know how long that pause will be to think about, the words that they're sharing out there. We're told that, we can speak life or death, but it seems like lately there's a lot more death than life that's being bantered about. Whether it's in the depiction of a president's head being cut off or a depiction of a National Endowment of the Arts Shakespeare play showing of the assassination of a president. And I say you cannot put that stuff out there and not feel like it's just going to run into the ether and have no impact whatsoever. Because as we've learned over the years, Mark, words matter.
Absolutely. Words do matter. And right now in our culture, it's getting out of hand. And the tragedy that happened yesterday is the perfect example of that, is where all the rhetoric and all the negativity that we have, it's getting into people's brains and it makes them take action. Now, I'm not saying that everything that's been in the media caused the tragedy yesterday. I'm not saying that, but I do believe that words mean something. And I do believe that those little seeds that are planted do begin to take root into people. And that's the same that's true about positiveness. As a sales coach and so forth, sometimes I have to be critical. Sometimes I have to share with a salesperson who's not succeeding, and I have to actually go into that company and help them grow. Mm-hmm. But there's a good way of doing it, and there's a negative way. I could go in there and thump on them and tell them they're losers and they're going to be terrible for the rest of their life and never make any sales, or I can go in there and show them, okay, hey, here's why you didn't make that sale. Now let's talk about why you did that, and now let's talk about a different approach.
Exactly.
And I think the same thing can happen culturally, one thing that I keep trying to remind myself of as, you know, when you're in the public eye a little bit, you know this probably better than I do, you get thumped on. People will take pot shots at you. And something I try to remind myself is that, one, I can't please everyone. I just have to be the best me, and I have to remind myself that my point of difference from someone actually is where my impact is made. Mm-hmm. If we were all the same, where's the growth?
Exactly.
So,
no, you're right.
This is in D.C.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. I mean, some of the comments, even though some people may not mean them constructively, but if your mindset and your attitude is to receive the comments constructively, it will serve you well. I've always said not any one person was given all the goods. And sometimes you have people that come into your life, maybe not in a very, you know, tender sort of way, and which is tough for me. I have a hard time with criticism, and I purposely have to stop myself, because my dad used to always tell me that, you got to look for the good in everyone and in everything. So even those things that you run into that you think, wow, this is absolutely, you know, terrible, what can we draw out of it? Even out of yesterday's experience, what are we drawing out of it? And I think part of it is we're having a conversation about the words that we talk about, that the words do matter. And as you perfectly use that metaphor, that they are seeds. They are seeds that take root, that plant. And in the same way as you do in a positive respect, but also when you have to go and confront somebody, to me it's like a garden experience. You know, sometimes you've got to cut back some of the foliage. You got to, you know, trim those plants, and when you do, they come back hardier because of the trimming. So it's the same thing that you do, whether it's with our personalities, in your case in coaching people, it may be a trimming of the stuff that doesn't serve them well when they want to execute a positive selling marketing experience, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Bill. And I think a lot of it comes down to the motive of the individual who's giving the positive criticism, if you will.
Right.
If what we're not seeing in our culture right now, in the media and so forth, is it's not come from a motive of helpfulness. It's come from a motive of, let me tear you down so I can get ahead. And it's the whole blowing out the candle philosophy. And I don't know if you are familiar with this, where if we had a whole room of people and they all had candles, the person who has the negative criticism format or the negative self-esteem, they go out and blow everybody else's candle out, thinking that their candle is going to shine brighter. Well, their candle's not shining any brighter than it was just a moment ago.
Exactly.
It appears that it is because they're putting everybody else down. And that seems to be the most troubling thing for me in our culture, is it's a way of tearing people down versus building them up. Mm-hmm. We can have all kinds of differences from a political standpoint and so forth, but if you think back 60 years ago, it wasn't tearing people down. It was about debate. It was about dialogue.
Right.
Now it's about emotion and personality differences and how can I get ahead of you by pushing you down. And that's where we've kind of gotten off the rails. And it's probably going to be a long track to get back on the track, unfortunately.
Well, Mark, I
have it.
Yeah, and I want to encourage people that, look at, adversity can be a good thing. You know, it's what builds up muscles. Everything that we do, that where there is resistance, we can be better for it if we accept the resistance and the challenge, that we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay, you got people complaining. All right. Wouldn't it be great, Mark, if we could come up with the answer that would satisfy this antithetical force? Or we can just say, all right, well, they're a bunch of idiots, so why should I address it anyway? I'm going to just let them go and fall into the abyss. Certainly that's, you know, it's a viable option, and traditionally that's what most people do. But as you know, the winners of the world are the ones that take this in stride and take it as a challenge and say, okay, what if? What if we can come up with the right words that heal, the right words that elevate? Especially when you have somebody that is so far against you. I have found the best friends I end up having are the ones that I was the most, you know, the most angry with and the most antithetical with, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think back in school, the most effective teacher or coach that we ever had in school was probably the one that was hardest on you. But
yes,
you knew it came from that motive of they were trying to create value in your life. One of my mentors was the late Zig Ziglar, and we lost Zig a few years ago.
Yes.
In fact, we were able to work on self-success together before he passed away.
But his
whole mantra was, you can have everything in life you want, as long as you help
them. Exactly. One of my favorite lines from Zig. Mark Bowser, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark.
Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation.
And now, all of a sudden, it seems so strange to me how we go. Something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man standing next to me. I'm
Martinez, live.
Hey, a little Father's Day music, huh, to get us ready for the weekend. How you doing? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And as my old friend Steve Hage used to say, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. You know, as we were talking with Mark Bowser, and he's mentioning Zig Ziglar. Another one of my favorite sayings with Zig was the stinking thinking. You know, we do some stinking thinking, and next thing you know, we do some stinking speaking. And stinking speaking leads to some stinking actions, and certainly that's what's been happening with our country in the dialogue that currently has been spreading about without any kind of responsibility. And that's why I say we got to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Stacy Washington, the host of Stacy on the Right Show, Air Force vet, Emmy-nominated TV personality, NRA member, columnist for America's First Freedom, is with us. My good friend Stacy, always good. I've missed you. You know, I want you to know that. I've missed you.
I've missed talking to you too, Bill. Good to catch up.
Yep, exactly. And sorry that we have to catch up on a time like this, but as I was saying with our last guest, with every incident, no matter how bad it is, there's opportunity in this. You know, I'm not trying to put a silk, you know, make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, so to speak, but I think there's opportunity, and I think that started to show yesterday, you know, with Leader Ryan and even Nancy Pelosi saying, hey, look, we got to get together, and even the softball game that will continue to be played tonight to raise a lot of money. This is the 20th year that they've been raising money for charity, Republicans and Democrats. And this is a reminder, not only to our legislators, but a reminder to all of us at large that, you know, we can debate and we can argue with passion the sides and issues that we believe in. This is what America is all about. But we need to do it with responsibility and with civility. And it seems that somehow there's been this door opening, into the rhetoric that says not only is it okay to talk viciously and vilely, but even to suggest awful things that have come from celebrities, that are coming from, you know, Shakespeare in the park, things that you would think would be wholesome, you know, comedians holding up the, you know, the decapitated head of a president in effigy. I mean, this stuff is just way beyond the pale, isn't it?
It is. And I think, you know, I'm taking a little bit different of attack. I normally do say, you know, let's calm down. Let's examine. Let's look at things. And that's usually when we have someone who's done a crime and they're falsely associated with the political right. Mm-hmm. And later then we always come to find out, like with the lady who gave her name is Reality Winner. Turns out mm-hmm. she's a Bernie Sanders supporter. Everyone said she was a Trump supporter. The person before that, I mean, when we look at the shootings that have occurred recently, it's really the sense that the rage that Antifa and the far left protesters and Black Lives Matter have kind of poured out for the past 24 months, that rage has now fomented into a hardened, defined targeting system that has, you know, people who are not as mentally stable, they're now acting on it. And
exactly.
So instead of calling for unity, and I understand why the president had to say what he said, and I believe he genuinely, you know, he expressed those remarks in a heartfelt way. And I also believe that legislators who are coming out feel, you know, it's important to express their sorrow at the actual harming of individuals who are innocently out, you know, just going about something they've been doing for the last 20 years as a group. And the Republicans and Democrats have done this together. But I'm taking a different tack, Bill. I'm a Christian. I believe in turning the other cheek. But I also believe that we have to hold people accountable. And mm-hmm. there are plenty of Democrats in this country, regular run-of-the-mill people, who secretly or openly or through their silence tacitly approved of the mock beheading of the President of the United States. And so on my own program a couple of days ago, I spent about 20 minutes, an entire segment, talking about how this would bear fruit.
Mm-hmm.
How if we continue to allow these kinds of representations of the President of the United States, either he would be attacked or others in his stead. And then, of course, we have the next breaking story, which is the public theater in New York City, which is funded millions of taxpayer dollars over the past 10 years have gone to fund that theater. And those people, actually are putting on a representation of Julius Caesar, where Julius Caesar is killed and he's Trump, and he's killed by people dressed in suits as if they're in Washington. And I also highlighted that and said, this can't end well. And you have to separate yourself off from that. Either you support that type of bastardization of the freedom of speech or you don't. And when I talked about that, I wasn't saying that because I hoped that it would happen. I'm warning, I'm trying to sound the alarm bell that there are people out there who are waiting for some kind of a green light. And that's what these things serve. And sure enough, now we have this man who he's from Belleville, Illinois, so right across the river from where I live. And he says to the man who, you know, are these Republicans? He wanted to make sure he wasn't going to shoot any Democrats.
Right.
And he goes out, and had it not been for the Capitol Police, it would have been a complete massacre.
Well, and one of the guys he asked was, Representative DeSantis. I mean, he's head to head with a congressman, and they put two and two together afterwards, going, that was the guy that asked if they were Republicans. So clearly they were targeted, not to mention the fact they're finding out now that this guy belongs to a club whose motto is to eradicate all Republicans. And there was an email that went to another congressman saying one down, 213 or 215 to go. I mean, this is what this rhetoric is. This is the fruit of this rhetoric that's been out there, to your point.
It is. And, you know, I have to say that as disgusting as it is, and obviously we pray for the safety of our members, Democrat and Republican, we want peace. Accountability is a part of the equation when you're dealing with this type of lunacy. And so what I want to see from everyone is a true accountability. If you're a Democrat and you thought what Kathy Griffith did was fine, you're a part of the problem. If you're a Democrat and you think that when, different people like Rachel Maddow says Trump has to be taken out, well, what does she mean by that? Obviously, she'll get on television and say, oh, of course, that was just heat of the moment and that was political speech and that didn't mean anything for him personally. But how far are we going to allow Democrats to go in their effort to try to erase what happened in November of last year, their refusal to accept Donald Trump as the president, their constant vilification of him as a person instead of just attacking his ideas and policies? How far are we going to allow this to go?
Exactly. And you got Madonna saying that she thinks often of blowing up the White House. You know, these are legitimate threats that go out there. And as you say, for people, you know, you got the whole spectrum of humanity, and you have people that are of weak mind, and they take this as a signal, some Manchurian signal to come out and perpetrate, you know, this kind of evil that occurred, you know, yesterday. And, you know, are we opening the door? Is the door going to be open for more demonstrations of this? And as if, you know, dealing with terrorism is not enough.
Well, and I want to call to the attention one more thing, which is, you know, when Barack Obama was elected president, half of America was disappointed. Half of America didn't vote for him. Half of Americans were wanting something different. But we weren't so married to the idea of government controlling us that we lost our minds the way the Democrats are doing. They've got to let go.
Exactly. And that's an excellent point right there, Stacey, is that people are losing their minds, and at what expense? At the demonstration of actions, of where these thoughts become words, words become actions, actions become part of the culture and part of the fabric. God forbid that this would be something that would be part of the legacy, a growing legacy of this country. And I'm like you, this needs to be nipped in the bud, and it's going to take self-accountability and responsibility. Stacey Washington on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Stace.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's summer meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
Bill Martinez, live.
Music about the ultimate father, right? As we head into Father's Day weekend, I pray that it would be a blessed Father's Day for all the fathers out there. And as we remember our fathers who have since passed, or the fathers that are living with us, pray that it would be a blessed day for you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Special Agent Larry Wansley is with us, one of America's most storied law enforcement professionals, especially distinguishing himself as one of the FBI's most skilled deep undercover agents, codenamed Mandrake. He's been Whitney Houston's bodyguard, head of security for American Airlines on 9/11, currently head of security for the Dallas Cowboys, where he's worn more than a few hats, including a kidnapper of free agents, to be sure they were signed by the Cowboys and nobody else doesn't. The best job of a life that also includes auto worker for GM, boxer, mailman, a cop, undercover agent, and, of course, one of my favorites, former U.S. Marine. So from one Marine to another, Semper Fi, my brother, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you kindly. Semper Fi to you also, my friend.
Okay. Well, Larry, before we get into your book, The True Story of a Special Agent, FBI Undercover, and Mandrake, I want to get your read. I've spoken with several FBI agents about the FBI, the status of the FBI right now. A lot of controversy because of the Jim Comey firing, the things that led up to it. His seemingly political actions. What I'm hearing from inside the bureau is that many of the 10,000 participants and agents of the bureau were very uncomfortable with some of the actions of Jim Comey. What is your read on this? Can you share it with us?
The same. I deal with FBI agents, federal agents of all types from various agencies and so forth. But certainly the FBI is, that's my home. That's what I'm about. And I constantly talk with them, work with them, deal with them and everything else. I have not in any way, shape or form seen nor heard of any kind of discord at all in terms of the relationship with former Director Comey, the confidence that they had in him. The Bureau goes on. And quite frankly, everyone that I've spoken to, heard from, has really taken offense at the commentary about the Bureau being in disarray.
Yeah, you would think that, I mean, you have that probably immediate circle around Comey that took exception to what happened. But yet, as you say, you know, what which is consistent with what you're sharing with us right now, is that the Bureau is so, it's so large. It's not so centralized that something like this would affect them. I mean, they're too busy to get involved in all this political stuff. They may look up for a minute and see things that go, well, you know, I'm not necessarily comfortable with it. It doesn't feel good. But, you know, oh, yeah, I got to take care of these bad guys. I got to open investigations. I don't have time to really deal with this.
Absolutely. No one gets sidetracked, and it's head down and pushing. They're doing their jobs out there day in, day out, and so consequently nothing has changed that. It's just sad that, you know, the happenings that are taking place back in Washington and so forth, it really isn't disrupting anything. The agents that are out there doing their jobs every day are doing an outstanding job, and they're committed, and they will be regardless.
What's your read on Bob Mueller as a special counsel? Do you have any opinion on that?
Have nothing but the highest degree of respect and admiration for him. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Hopefully, you know. I mean, there's been some suggestion and opining going on because of the legal team and the connections with the Democratic Party that this would not necessarily be a bipartisan investigation. I hope that the opinionators are totally wrong on this, because if we ever needed a bipartisan approach, an objective approach, which is what, as you know, as an FBI agent, this is what investigations are all about. It's like, you know, as Joe Friday would say, just the facts, ma'am. Give me the facts.
Absolutely. Simply the facts. And that's what Bob Mueller really stands for. So I have no doubt whatsoever.
Well, I'm encouraged to hear what you're sharing, because you know, you were inside the Bureau and you know how it ticks, you know a lot what we see, of course, in the age of fake news and all the information out there. Like I tell my kids all the time, and in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we're heavy on opinion and light on facts right now. So this is you know, this is our goal. You know, this is why we say on this show that we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. So again, I thank you for your insight and for sharing your stories. Now let's talk about the book FBI Undercover: The True Story of a Special Agent Mandrake. How did you get involved with the FBI?
I was I was the Detective Bureau commander at a city called Compton, California.
Very familiar with it.
It was one of the greatest law enforcement experiences that I had. Compton was a very, very special place in law enforcement annals, and that's where I became familiar with the FBI. We actually had agents that basically worked out of my office. We had a section for visiting law enforcement officers and investigators, and so they were frequently around, and through those associations and relationships and what have you, they recruited me. And it was a very, very good move. I was very, very proud of that move, and actually recruited a couple of my my Compton officers to the Bureau later on also. Mm-hmm. So it was a good move, but relationships with the FBI in law enforcement, you have those, and there reached a time in my career where I thought, I think I'll go ahead and do this.
Mm. Well, you know, when you look back over your career, you know, as we cited earlier, I mean, you're Whitney Houston's bodyguard. You've you're with American Airlines, you know, at 9/11. You know, Patty Hearst. I mean, are you like the Forrest Gump of the FBI? I mean, you're like your life coincides with these historical landmarks. I mean, it's incredible.
Oh, I think it's timing, and the good Lord has placed me where He wanted me to be at that particular time. So I've had the privilege of a variety of experiences, and each one has been more interesting and more challenging than the last, but they've all been rewarding, and that is because I've simply been placed and guided along the way.
Mm-hmm. So Mandrake, how did Mandrake come about?
Well, Mandrake came about as a result of actually when I was a young cop, a very young cop, asked by one of the investigators, the detectives, to join a lineup. They needed a couple of bodies to throw in there with a couple of the suspects. And I had been kicking back and just reading the newspaper and having a cup of coffee before going on duty. This is when I was a patrolman. And anyway, he asked me to participate in a lineup, and it was all very, very quick. It was spur of the moment, like right now. And I
drop the coffee. You can't bring the coffee in the lineup, okay? There is decorum, you know, after all.
Right. Yeah. Right. And as a matter of fact, I'd been skimming the newspaper, and there was a comic strip called Mandrake the Magician.
Yes.
I happen to have been reading that. Hustle up to the lineup room and join the crowd. And things were moving very, very quickly. As I said, it was a spur of the moment thing. And they start going down the line, asking people to step forward, state your name, etc. Well, the guy next to me was named Magruder, and it was one of those things where I couldn't think of a fake name quickly enough.
Okay, we got to go to break. We'll pause it right now. We'll be back with Larry Wansley right after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's a love without...
I'll tell you, if you are a dad, it is a love without end, amen. I'm telling you. Especially in some of those times when it's a little bit more of a challenge to love. But, hey, we remember Father's Day this weekend, and may you be blessed by it. 14 before the top of the hour, Special Agent Larry Wansley is with us, one of America's most storied law enforcement professionals, especially distinguishing himself as one of the FBI's most skilled deep undercover agents, codename Mandrake. And we're just talking about how he got the name Mandrake. And, Larry, we had to go to break so abruptly, so everybody's been waiting and going, okay, so now you go into a lineup, everybody's coming forward, they're telling their names and that sort of thing, and so now it's your turn.
I hadn't realized that I needed to throw a phony name out there, so I simply came up with Mandrake Magruder. Magruder was the name of the guy next to me, and of course Mandrake was the one that I had just simply read a few moments before. Uh-huh. And so consequently, that's what I said, and it has haunted me for the rest of my life.
So it stuck from the police lineup to on the other side of the glass. Now you're Mandrake Magruder. So are they looking at you to be able to come up with all these different scenarios with, you know, foil from, you know, chewing gum and all that kind of stuff?
Well, they weren't looking for that, but needless to say, the response by the investigators as to why I chose that name, Mandrake, and then secondly, the name of the guy next to me. So
yes.
Needless to say, I have been harassed about that ever since.
So they're looking at you going, are you two knuckleheads related here, or what's going on here, right?
Exactly it. That's exactly it.
That's hysterical.
You know, one thing about it, the law enforcement business is steeped in humor also, for all its tragic circumstances and the ugliness and darkness of it or whatever. There are those moments when there are just absolute signs of hilarity, and they go on. They live on. So,
well, you need to have those moments to decompress. Otherwise, you take yourself too serious, and all you're thinking about is drawing your weapon all the time, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, it's a tough business. It really is.
Well, it's gotta be. I mean, how do you, you know, balance it out? Cause you're dealing, you know, with the worst of the worst in all kinds of situations. For you, starting off as a patrolman, now you get into, you know, involved with the FBI. I mean, your career is quite storied, and, you know, the different people that you work with, I mean, including, Whitney Houston. Tell us about that, because, I mean, you're her bodyguard, so you become the inspiration for, you know, Kevin Costner, huh?
Well, there's a big difference between Kevin Costner and me, and I'll leave that to you too. To draw your own conclusion.
Well, he says you're better looking. That's what he says. So,
Well, I said that about him. So anyway, it came from out of the blue. I was very, very happy in my position with the Cowboys. It was very, very exciting and enjoyed it. And basically from out of the blue, I got a call from her father, and it was offering me the job to run her security. Up until that point, she had been basically touring the U.S., and he said that she was going to be going in international, and he needed a pro, and had asked around, and my name kept coming up. So that's how that came about. The NFL was entertaining the idea of creating an international league. The bottom line is my boss, Tex Schramm at the Cowboys, gave me permission to go do that as long as I could promote football, as long as my operation at the Cowboys didn't suffer. I could stay on top of things when I'm on the other side of the world, as long as he could reach out and get me no matter where. So those were the conditions. Mm-hmm. We agreed that I would do that, and I had the good fortune of knowing Whitney and working with Whitney at a time before all the trouble started. I mean, she was like another daughter to me. They were really good to me and my family, and it was just tragic. It was heartbreaking to see how life really, really went down for her. It really was. But I had agreed that I will go do that, but I was definitely going back to football. I would not stay, but certainly kept in touch for about the next year or so. Mm-hmm. But in any case, it was just a horrible, tragic situation. A beautiful lady, wonderful talent, and it speaks to how someone's life can really go down the tubes.
Yep, exactly. And of course, in a lot of ways, you know, your past experience is you deal with people outside of their talent. They're on the downward spiral side of life and making desperate decisions. And of course, in Whitney's case, not only her personally, but then sadly her daughter, follows suit.
Absolutely. It's really tragic. It was a horrible situation. It really was. And you come to learn and know someone in a very, very different way. And when you see how life completely turns around for them, it's really a heartbreaking situation.
Well, Larry, let's talk about, you were head of security for American Airlines at 9/11. You know, what was that like with, everybody on extra high alert? Here it is, the country had been attacked, and a lot of moving pieces very quickly.
Oh, without question. I guess I can best sum it up in terms of the potential, the threat potential at that time in terms of a suicidal terrorist and what have you. That was something that I always describe as being an over there problem, an over there issue. It was not something that was taken into account in terms of the domestic U.S. The federal aviation security program was not taking that into consideration. It was built around cooperation and basically give them what they wanted, because historically, every time a plane was hijacked, they either wanted to go to Cuba, or they wanted ransom money, or they wanted someone released from jail. There was no threat to life or anything like that. Right. So consequently, all the experts, and I certainly agreed with it. I mean, that was the national standard, cooperate. Well, unfortunately, the terrorist exploited the situation. It had been something that had been happening around the globe, but not in the U.S., and they took advantage of it. They exploited it, and it was just an absolutely horrific, horrific ordeal.
Yeah, it was the perfect storm, wasn't it? I mean, it really pointed to our vulnerabilities, and they took full advantage of this, that our guard was down in these particular areas. So then, being the resilient country that we are, having smart people around, some immediate changes occurred, to heighten the security and to protect the passengers on our domestic airlines.
Well, you summed it up when you used the term resilient, because we are a resilient nation. Our people are resilient, our citizens. No matter what, we come back. We truly do. And that's what makes us so great.
What was the biggest takeaway for you during that period of time, Larry?
Well, the biggest takeaway for me was the fact that it happened all of a sudden. It just caught everyone across the nation, and I'm talking about in the business and federal law enforcement and everything else, completely off guard. It was not an unknown type of tactic. It was just something that was unknown here in the U.S. But the biggest takeaway for me was the fact that being an integral part of it and seeing how we rebounded, how we took it in, how we took all the adversity, the heartache, the tragedy, and came through it much stronger than ever, more dedicated and more focused than ever to make things right. And that exists today. We still are working toward making it a much safer environment. And it's a challenge. As the old saying goes, and I'm sure you've heard it, that they only have to be right once.
Once, that's right.
And we've got to be right all the time. So I keep my hand in the aviation security business, and so consequently it's something that we live with. Every time you step on an airplane, every time you go into an airport, we urge people, look around, be aware of your surroundings all the time.
And you're still working with the Cowboys, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I got to imagine after what happened in Manchester at the Ariana Grande concert and event, you know, something like that has been said by many investigators that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So when you see something like that, that a lone terrorist can, you know, attack people, not inside, but as they're exiting, you know, in much the same way of what happened with the shooter yesterday, is that we had congressmen that were vulnerable, but for, Majority Whip Scalise, there wouldn't have been a security detail there to protect these senators. I mean, these congressmen, I mean, this could have been a bloodbath. So I'm sure that you are on guard, as other NFL organizations, other big venue organizations, where something like Manchester could likely occur.
Yes, when you have large gatherings of people, and that happens every NFL game, in college, you name it. But when you have a large concentration of people, you really have to step up your game. Be wary, put resources into place, techniques, strategies, and
exactly.
Everything else.
Well, Larry, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, and thank you so much for joining us. Author of the book FBI Undercover, The True Story of Special Agent Mandrake, which will be linked on our website as well. Thank you, Larry.
Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers,